Laudato Jesus Christus, Vatican and World News.
In the headlines this Pentecost Sunday, the 8th of June, Pope Leo XIV celebrates Mass for Pentecost Sunday, and he appeals for peace in the world. And moreover, the Holy Father reminds that today, as the Holy Spirit came down upon the apostles, he likewise descends upon us, ready to transform us. In the Vatican, I'm Deborah Castellano-Lubov. During the Mass for the Solemnity of Pentecost on Sunday morning in St. Peter's Square, Pope Leo XIV recalled how the Holy Spirit accomplished something extraordinary in the lives of the apostles and suggested that today, the Holy Spirit likewise descends upon us, ready to shatter our inner chains, fears, and hardened hearts to make us new. He said, "Today, too, what took place in the upper room takes place anew in our midst."
E anche oggi si ravviva ciò che accade nel cenacolo, come un vento impetuoso che ci scuote, come un fragore che ci risveglia, come un fuoco che ci illumina, discende su di noi il dono dello Spirito Santo.
Like a mighty wind that overtakes us, like a crash that startles us, like a fire that illuminates us, the gift of the Holy Spirit, he says, descends upon us. Pope Leo XIV offered this comforting reminder during that homily, during the Pentecost Mass, which also marked the Mass for the Jubilee of Ecclesial Movements, Associations, and New Communities on Sunday morning in St. Peter's Square. During the homily, the Pope underscored how the Spirit transformed the apostles from that moment onward. While following Jesus' death, they had retreated behind closed doors in fear and in sadness. Now, Pope Leo observed, they receive a new way of seeing things, an interior understanding that helps them to interpret the events that occurred and also to experience intimately the presence of the risen Lord. In this context, the Pope marveled that the Holy Spirit overcomes their fear, shatters their inner chains, heals their wounds, anoints them with strength, and grants them courage to go out to all and to proclaim God's mighty works. Pope Leo XIV recalled that at Pentecost, the doors of the upper room were opened because the Spirit opens borders, as he quoted the late Pope Benedict XVI's words in a 2005 Pentecost homily, quote, "The Holy Spirit bestows understanding. The Spirit overcomes the breach that began in Babel, the confusion of mind and heart that sets us one against the other. The Spirit," Benedict had said, "opens borders." Pope Leo, calling this an eloquent image of Pentecost, went on to reflect on this idea, noting the Spirit opens borders, first of all, in our hearts.
Apre le frontiere anzitutto dentro di noi.
And is the gift that opens our lives to love. His presence, the Pope reassured, breaks down our hardness of hearts, our narrowness of mind, our selfishness, the fears that enchain us, and the narcissism that makes us think only of ourselves. The Holy Spirit, he went on to suggest, comes to challenge us. The Spirit, he said, puts us in touch with our innermost self, beneath all the masks we wear. He leads us to an encounter with the Lord by teaching us to experience the joy that is his gift. He convinces us that only by abiding in love, the Pope suggested, will we receive the strength to remain faithful to his word and to let it transform us. He also observed that the Holy Spirit also opens borders in our relationships with others. The gift of the Spirit, Pope Leo said, enables us to overcome our rigidity, moving beyond our fear of those who are different, and mastering the passions that stir within. Moreover, he said, the Spirit transforms those deeper hidden dangers that disturb our relationships, and the Spirit brings fruits within us to maturity in order to cultivate good and healthy relationships. This, he said, is also a critical yardstick for the Church, as he reminded that we are only truly the Church of the risen Lord and disciples of Pentecost if there are no divisions among us. With this in mind, Pope Leo XIV reaffirmed, Pentecost renews the Church, and it renews the world.
Fratelli e sorelle, la Pentecoste rinnova la Chiesa, rinnova il mondo.
After the Mass, the Holy Father recited the final Regina Caeli of this Easter season. Following the prayer, he appealed for peace, greeted all participating in the Jubilee, and even remembered children and students with exams as they prepare to end their academic year. Devin Watkins reports.
On the solemnity of Pentecost, which concludes the Easter season, Pope Leo XIV prayed the Regina Caeli with pilgrims in St. Peter's Square. Ahead of the traditional Marian prayer for Easter, the Pope recalled that the Holy Spirit has the power to bring peace to our hearts and our war-torn world.
Invochiamo dallo Spirito Santo il dono della pace.
Let us invoke from the Holy Spirit the gift of peace, he said. May there be, above all, peace in hearts. Only a peaceful heart can spread peace, he added, in families, in society, and in international relations. The Holy Father noted that the risen Christ Spirit can open paths of reconciliation wherever there is war. May he enlighten those in power and grant them the courage to make gestures of de-escalation and dialogue, said the Pope. Pope Leo XIV also expressed appreciation for the many people who follow his events through the media. He thanked the many ecclesiastical associations, movements, and new communities present in Rome for their Jubilee event during the 2025 Holy Year. The Pope prayed the Regina Caeli at the conclusion of Mass for the Jubilee of Movements, Associations, and New Communities. Dear brothers and sisters, he said, with the power of the Holy Spirit, go forth renewed from this Jubilee of yours. Go and bring the hope of the Lord Jesus to everyone. In conclusion, Pope Leo offered his best wishes to students in Italy and other countries who are concluding their academic year and beginning their summer break.
Gli studenti che nei prossimi giorni faranno gli esami al termine del ciclo di studi.
I wish to greet all students and teachers, he said, especially those who will be taking exams in the coming days to complete their course of studies. I'm Devin Watkins.
Staying with the Jubilee, which concludes today, Sunday. On Saturday evening, the vigil of the Solemnity of Pentecost, Pope Leo participated in a special vigil with the movements. Christopher Wells tells us more.
Questa piazza San Pietro, che come un abbraccio aperto e accogliente, esprime magnificamente la comunione della Chiesa.
St. Peter's Square, with its wide-open and welcoming embrace, magnificently expresses the communion of the Church, Pope Leo said in his homily, which is the same communion pilgrims experience in the various groups that they belong to. The Holy Father went on to highlight the concept of synodality, rooted in the communion of the three persons of the Trinity, and as God with us, and pointing to the future. Where the Spirit is, the Pope said, there is movement, a journey to be made. Pope Leo explained that this journey unites us to all of humanity, with the Holy Spirit teaching us to walk in unity, in contrast to the violence and division that marks our world. The world will rest, justice will prevail, the poor will rejoice, and peace will return, he said, once we no longer act as predators but as pilgrims, no longer each of us for ourselves, but walking alongside one another.
Dio ha creato il mondo perché noi fossimo insieme.
God created the world so that we might all live as one, the Pope continued, explaining that synodality is the term the Church uses to describe this unity. Pope Leo XIV then highlighted the work of evangelization, which does not mean trying to take over the world, but refers instead to the infinite grace that radiates from lives transformed by the kingdom of God. Evangelization then can be understood as the way of the Beatitudes, the path chosen by Jesus. To follow that path, Pope Leo said, we have no need of powerful patrons, worldly compromises, or emotional strategies. Evangelization is always God's work.
L'evangelizzazione è opera di Dio.
The Holy Father encouraged members of ecclesial movements to be attached to their particular churches and their local parish communities. together with the bishops and in cooperation with all the other members of the body of Christ, all of us will then work together harmoniously as one, he said. And then the challenges facing humanity will be less frightening, the future will be less dark, and discernment will be less complicated if together we obey the Holy Spirit. I'm Christopher Wells.
Earlier this week, Keith Pitt, the new Australian ambassador to the Holy See, presented his credential letters to Pope Leo XIV. But in addition to His Excellency's official papers, he also gifted the Pope biscuits, wine, and a homemade quilt from students at a Catholic school. In an interview with Vatican Radio's Kelsey Gussie, the ambassador explained he wanted to bring the flavors of Australia and the warm wishes of the people to the Vatican.
Well, I'd look to bring sort of, I'll call it flavours of Australia. I would have loved to have some of our fresh produce because Australia's renowned, lean, green and clean. And our agricultural produce in particular is just highly regarded around the world. But we had some Macadamia's Australia products, so macadamia nuts. We had some Bundaberg rum chocolate, rum and raisin chocolates. We had some homemade Anzac biscuits. We had a bottle of red from the Barossa from Penfolds Wines. It's just that range of flavours. And there was a very, very nice piece put together by the kids at a primary school, St. Francis Catholic Primary School, in a very small place called Tanham Sands. It's about 6 hours' drive north of the capital of Queensland, Brisbane. And, you know, with under a week's notice, they managed to stitch all of these panels together. So each class put one panel on one side. On the other side were drawings of all of the animals that they see at their school. So kangaroos, goannas, which are a very large lizard, magpies, kookaburras. In fact, the Pope asked what else there might have been. And one of the reasons was put together is my brother travelled over for the meeting as part of my family, and he's a teacher at that school. And, you know, what a unique opportunity for those kids to be able to reach around the world to have something that is in the Pope's hands that they've put together. And the Pope said, well, you know, are there any others? And, of course, my brother had to mention the fact that, well, yes, deadly snakes every now and again, but it is Australia and, you know, it's to be expected.
And so you brought this quilt from this school in Australia. Were there any messages or images from that artwork that really touched or moved you and the Holy Father?
Firstly, these young kids put it together. They're at primary school, they are very young, and they've drawn these panels. And for them to firstly recognise that there is a new Pope and to want to send a message to him, I just thought was remarkable. And I'm sure that the Pope was very genuine in the fact that he was grateful to receive the gift and was genuinely interested in what was on there and what was happening. And, you know, there's pictures of the kids in the background. So whilst the kangaroos are bouncing across the paddock, the kids are in the background kicking the soccer ball. Well, football you'd call it here, I guess. So it's just one of those unique things from Australia. We've got a lot of flora and fauna you just don't see anywhere else, and everyone knows the kangaroo.
Thanks there to the new Australian ambassador to the Holy See, His Excellency Keith Pitt, speaking there to Vatican Radio's Kelsey Gussie about the gifts he brought to the Pope at the Vatican. And that brings us to the end of this edition of Vatican and World News, the Solemnity of Pentecost. For more on these and other stories, visit our web portal and stay with us. Many thanks to our sound engineer in the studio in the Vatican. I'm Deborah Castellano-Lubov.